This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Tonight, we'll take you on the campaign trail. Plus, what was it like, the White House Correspondents' Dinner this time around? You know, it's all about the jokes on both sides of the aisle. It was the last time for Barack Obama as his presidency is coming to an end, so it's his last White House Correspondents' Dinner. It's funny to go back and look at the different eras from Bush to Clinton and even much further back. Reagan had some really funny lines, I think, at the time when he was coming out of his last year in office. So it's actually a pretty big deal, and it's interesting because of the marriage of the president, the people in the room, I think, the coming together of it, and then just the funny, whether it's funny or not funny, and ultimately who the comedian is, too, as well. Justin Duckham from Talk Media News was there. He was telling us that he had seats and was going to the Correspondents' Dinner. And Justin, and here we are again, Kate Delaney, live America Tonight, crazy weather at Ground Zero, which would be our Dallas-Fort Worth satellite facility, but dodging lightning bolts and everything else that Mother Nature is throwing at us by the miracle of the radio world, we are back. So Bob Ney from Talk Media News joins us right at the top. Hey, Bob, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm telling you, they say Tampa is the lightning capital of the world. I think Dallas is challenging that.
I don't know. Lightning politically struck West Virginia. So,
no kidding. So let's talk about Bernie Sanders. You're in Bernie Sanders' shoes. What do?
You stay in, and no question about it. And you and I have talked about this for a couple of months. Bernie Sanders is in this all the way into Philadelphia. He has won 20 states. Hillary Clinton has won 26. I know she's ahead of him. If you take out the superdelegates, she's not ahead of him, as if she has the superdelegates, obviously, which is Bernie Sanders now. His supporters and his point, Kate, publicly, is that how can he win a state, take the majority of those votes, and not take those superdelegates? And they're calling it rigged, and it's creating a lot of calls into congressional offices, I've been told by a couple of Democratic friends of mine.
Wow. All right, we move from that to how about the Department of Justice warning North Carolina about this whole bathroom law? As you know, Governor McCrory suing and, you know, filing suit. Where do you think this all ends up?
Well, I thought it was fascinating that, you know, Justice said, hey, you know, you can't have this law. We're going to, and I thought it was a great speech by the Attorney General. And then they made a move. Of course, North Carolina makes a move to sue. Now they're both suing each other. And I would assume, I don't know, I think that the state could lose in a couple of the courts. But here's I don't think it's going to get that far. Look, the feds can cut off the money. You know, the feds can cut off money. And if that happens, we'd have to see how long the state can hold out, losing, you know, different type of grant money and monies into that state.
Yeah. Do you think other states are going to struggle with the same thing, I would assume?
I don't think, Kate, just because of the reaction of some of this and people saying, what is this really about and is it really matter like this? I really can't imagine this is going to be a domino effect roll down state to state and just really catching fire. I think there's so much controversy to this thing. I'm not sure other states really will, you know, spend the time on it.
All right. So you think, yeah, forget it. It's probably not going to be the state.
Yes.
Yeah. The other thing is what's been happening, and we see this, you know, day after day, this debate on what's going to happen with the VP role. You and I talked about that, and you said Newt Gingrich, and it's funny. The next day, a lot of people were jumping on the Newt Gingrich bandwagon and saying that was a real possibility. So I don't think it's going to be Chris Christie. I used to think it was going to be Chris Christie. Who else would you put on the list?
I think Chris Christie is going to be for sure the Attorney General, is what I think.
Yeah.
And would be well suited. I would put on the list Senator Corker. Now, a lot of people are going to say, who? But, you know, yes, I knew you'd know him. But a lot of people listening are going to say, well, who is that? Well, Tennessee, chairman of the Senate Foreign Relations Committee. He's got a kind of a Joe Biden effect, I'd call it, in the sense that he's considered a fair guy, very knowledgeable about foreign affairs. He's from Tennessee. He would be a conservative, yet he's not one of those conservatives that people say, oh, I just can't stand the way he breathes. You know, he holds the whole place up. He doesn't have that Cruz effect, let's call it. So I think he's a real possibility, and I still think Kasich is a viable possibility. It's down to five, and if I had to, you know, put a couple of names in that five, I would say Corker and Kasich are two of them.
Yeah, I would too. I would put them on that same on the same par with you know, the rest of the crew. The Supreme Court vacancy, nothing's happening there. You don't think anything's going to happen until after the election and whoever is the next president, right?
Well, I don't think so, but boy, the heat, Kate, the heat that's being put on members of Congress, especially the vulnerable elections. I've been watching with interest some of the things in Ohio about, you know, do your job to Rob Portman, who's in a tough election against Ted Strickland, Senator Kirk, Grassley himself, so the chairman of the Judiciary Committee. I still think the Republicans are going to hold out, but they're going to feel some heat over this. But I at first thought it would be so great that they would yield. I think they're going to hold out now. And plus, pretty soon, look, Hillary Clinton, Bernie Sanders, and Donald Trump are kind of even, they're overshadowing the entire Supreme Court debate, too.
Yeah. Interesting stuff. Bob, always fun to kick it around with you. Thanks for hanging late with us.
Thank you.
One of the best, Bob Nay. All right, as we motor along here on this version of America Tonight, coming up, we're going to talk about who's fit to be president, meaning physically fit. As of all the conversations, you know, that we've had, so we've narrowed it down to Hillary Clinton and Donald Trump. Are they physically fit to be president? You know, that's always a big deal. What happens when the president gets a physical? What happens when something happens to the president? There were pictures the other day of Hillary Clinton coughing up a lung. What kind of grind is it to be the president, and who can, you know, handle it? Michael Karolchik is the CEO of Spartacus Strategies. And he's actually a libertarian activist, but he's a health guru, and he's a contributor to thedailysurge.com and clashdaily.com. Some of our other friends do blogs for those publications. And he says everybody's asking the wrong questions. Like, where are the questions about Hillary Clinton and her shape? Where are the questions about Donald Trump and the shape that Donald Trump is in? Not everything else that's being focused on. Stay with us. That's next.
As if chlorine in our water weren't bad enough, now they're adding ammonia?
It's true. Some municipalities are now adding ammonia plus chlorine to your water supply. It's a disinfectant called chloramine. But with a trusted Big Berkey water filter, you can keep chloramine out of your water. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show EPA Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market. The gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Piedmont Attorney Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Would you like to receive $250 to $1,000 cash per day? Go to richmoneyrich.com. No website, no selling, no explaining. Just take these simple two steps and go to richmoneyrich.com. You can be generating cash in the next 24 hours simply using this system. Good news is, it runs on 100% autopilot, and you don't need any experience to get started. It's easy. Get your share of easy riches and go to richmoneyrich.com. That's richmoneyrich.com. Go now. Brought to you by the Conservative Investor. Current returns not indicative of future results.
Whoa, you know, you know, you know, you know, you must have been a beautiful baby. You must have been a beautiful child. When you were only starting to go to kindergarten, I bet you drove those other childs wild. Oh, yeah, oh, yeah, oh, yeah, when it came to winning Blue Ribbon. Well, I bet you taught the other kids how. Well, I can see the judge's eyes as they handed you the prize. I bet you took the cutest bow. Yeah, you must have been a beautiful.
So what were you doing as we stepped away? Were you pumping weights? Did you jump on your rowing machine? You know, there is a good question. The question that comes up, but it really hasn't come up too much during this campaign, which is actually surprising when you think of the age of Donald Trump and Hillary Clinton. Very little, a little bit of conversation, but not much. Michael Karolchik is joining us. He's the CEO of Spartacus Strategies. I mentioned this before. He's a libertarian dude, health guru. That's the key. And he contributes to a couple of the publications we really like, ClashDaily.com, DailySurge.com. And Michael runs and revamps gyms and fitness centers up and down the East Coast. So how about that? Michael, thanks so much for hanging with us. Well, maybe we don't have Michael with us. When we get Michael, I will let you know. I think we do have Michael with us. Do we? We do not. We're trying to get Michael. He is in the gym right now. When he comes out of the gym, we will nail it down and we will get Michael on the show with us. Oh, it's one of those days. It's one of those days. I blame it on the lightning. I've got amber alerts, lightning alerts, all kinds of things going off around me. It's crazy. And especially because they're always so worried now about hailstorms. And they're worried about tornadoes. And I know a lot of you listening to my voice understand that it's the time of year for tornadoes. And if you live in Tornado Alley, this is what happens sometimes late at night or in the overnight. You know, you may get that kind of weather. All right, in the meantime, let's jump back into the world of politics. You know, speaking of who's in shape and running and whatnot, you're seeing this switch now more and more where Hillary Clinton and Donald Trump, of course, are just talking more about each other. because that's where it's at. It's not about Bernie Sanders. It's not about all the other possibilities and probabilities and what's going to happen at conventions and all of that. It's about one-on-one. That's what it's about. So now the big story is Trump refusing to release his tax returns, and they say it's totally unprecedented that he's not going to do this. Does that give you reason for pause that he doesn't want to do it? He says, I'll release them after an audit, is what he said. So he's saying, once there's an audit, then I'll do it. I'm not going to do it before that. He plans to release them when it's completed. But he had told the AP the day before that he would not release his tax documents. So he says, in the interview, I told AP that my taxes are under routine audit. I would release them when the audit is complete, not after the election. The real estate maverick tweeted out that after Trump's critics, including Mitt Romney and other Republicans, urged him to make them available. So now his resistance to releasing tax documents leaves big questions for voters who are weighing a candidate whose campaign started, you know, is staked on his business acumen. See, that's the thing. People saying, oh, he's such a great businessman, but, you know, here's a guy who's gone bankrupt. And, hey, lots of people go bankrupt in businesses and use the laws, and it's smart. But what it makes you think, is there something there? I mean, look, we know he has a ton of money. Did we know he lost a ton of money? What would be the reason why? And it definitely marks a break with precedence, because all the other nominees, no matter how much money they were worth or any of that other kind of stuff, they all released tax documents. So he is the first guy, the first person running for president this close to not do that. You know, in late March, they released a document about his taxes. So is there something there, or does it just make us think something is there because he's not doing it? But even Congressman Daryl Issa, who's the richest guy on the Hill, it says that, and he made a lot of money from direct mail, he says that he was told from Trump himself that he's going to release them. So I don't know, is this more shenanigans or much do about nothing, or how much stock do you put in that? How much do you care about the tax returns? I care from the point of view of, look, dude, you've got nothing to hide, or so we think, right? So just release them. Who cares? And what happens with the tax documents? Like I said, he makes a gazillion dollars. Do we care? We know. He lost a ton of money. Do we think that makes him a lousy president because he was talking about he knows how to make deals and he's all about the deal and I don't know, all that sort of stuff? I think that there's a little bit of, not Teflon, what's the word I want to use? There's a little bit of, you know, he's weathered the storms. So does it really matter? I mean, what would possibly be underneath the tent that would tip so badly, that would tip it over? I just don't think so. I think there's an unstoppability about Donald Trump. He's got the magical thinking. He believes. And I don't think that it's going to be effective. So it doesn't matter. And if it is just about, hey, listen, my lawyers say they got to finish the, you know, they just had to finish the audit and then we're good. I'm just thinking, yeah, finish the audit. I don't know. Where there's smoke, there's fire. Much ado about nothing. Yeah, crazy. All right, so we zig and zag in a couple of directions, and I ask you that question, Mr. and Miss and Mrs., audience. What do you think? Do you give a hoot about the tax returns? Do you think it reveals something, a different layer, a different look of Donald Trump that will make us say, ooh, maybe not so fast? I mean, listen, he's already won over evangelicals, even though he butchered some biblical verses. I'm just saying. He's won over plenty of people who talk about family values when he's had how many wives and how many children by different wives. And to me, I say, do I care about that? But you do if that's really one of your strong stances about family and the keeping the circle together and all of you know, what a lot of people will preach about families and trying to stay in it and that kind of thing. So does this not releasing his tax returns point to something that's really going to tip him out for you? And if you are a Republican or a Libertarian or an Independent, were you going to not vote for Trump and vote for Hillary Clinton? Because what's the alternative? If Trump is the guy and you're not voting for Trump, then are you voting for Clinton or are you voting for nobody? There's the question. I mean, Trump in late March, released a letter from his tax attorneys confirming that the real estate mogul's tax filings from 2009 onward remain under review. So they did release that, saying it was being reviewed. All right, let's go to Pete in Texas. Pete, what do you think?
All you got to do, he pays quarterly.
Right.
See how many millions and millions of dollars he pays quarterly. And that'll tell you he's paying his taxes.
Yeah, I think he's paying his taxes.
Oh, yeah. It'd be just an astronomical number. You know it would be.
Oh, of course it would be. Think of all the businesses. Think of all the people he employs. You're absolutely right. It would be.
You know, and he doesn't have a clue how much damn money he's got.
Oh, I'm sure.
You know, he has to ask somebody. You know, he hires people to count his money.
That must be rough, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. Pete, great points. Point taken. He's right. He doesn't have a clue as to how much money he really has. That's when someone says, well, on paper they're worth this, and this is what happened. He's absolutely right about that. Donald Trump doesn't know, but he has people that he's hired to know for him. Hang with us.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP. As slim as possible.
I'm Nick Sobolewski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shot the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop. You save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health issue and company and other factors. Not available in all states.
Did you know a dirty CPAP system can make you sick? If you knew what could be growing in your mask and hose, you might not sleep so well. But now, SoClean.com has released the world's first and only automated CPAP cleaner and sanitizer. It kills 99.9% of all CPAP germs, and it's completely hands-free. For a limited time, you can try SoClean risk-free for 30 days. Just call 1-800-900-0684.
SoClean changed the CPAP experience for the better. My health has improved. It's simple to use, and I'm not worried about infections.
SoClean destroys CPAP bacteria, viruses, and germs with no hassle. Never have to clean your machine by hand again. There's no water, chemicals, or disassembly. Just pop in your mask, close the lid, and presto, your CPAP system is clean and fresh in minutes. Call SoClean.com to try it risk-free at home for 30 days. This is a limited-time offer, only available by calling 1-800-900-0684. That's 1-800-900-0684.
In 1965, this was the sound. Commission's done. One more time. One more time. One more time. Fantasy. Metal Jack. Papa's got a brand new bag.
Donald Trump and his taxes. You heard what Pete in Texas had to say. If you want to weigh in, absolutely dive on these digits. 855-266-5283. 855-622-KATE. Or 6266. Oh, my gosh. 855, I can hear in the distance the lightning cracking. I'm giving you play-by-play. And in the distance, not far from the mic, there was the crackle that could be heard across the sky. 855-266-5283. 855-266-KATE. The Trump taxes had a lot of people twittering earlier in the day about what was the Donald hiding and why wasn't he filing the taxes and, you know, letting us see the taxes, not filing them, letting us see the taxes, and why should we care? So it's a little bit of a snowball, but when you run for office, it always is. That's always part of the discussion about the taxes, right? And that's how Hillary Clinton was caught with the, how much was she getting paid by Goldman Sachs to do speeches? So it's a little bit of a headache for the Republican presumptive nominee, but that's it. And it probably just washes away. In the meantime, how about this? I was looking at a story about the FBI director saying that there's a viral video effect that has been really hurting police work. And I didn't look at it that way. As you shake the eight ball, and you, as I say, ask again later, James Comey, and that's who the FBI director is. He said, you know, this Ferguson effect is what's in place. He believes less aggressive policing is driving an alarming spike in murders in a lot of cities. He said that while he couldn't offer any kind of statistical proof, he believed that a number of police officials, because of the smack open the camera, start filming, the cell phone, just press the button, that there are officers who just don't want to confront suspects because they think they're going to end up on a video. And now, because of that, it's messing up lives. It's killing people because they're not going to intercede. They're not going to intercept. I don't know. Do you think that's true? There's a perception that police are less likely to do the marginal additional policing to suppress crime. Hey, getting out of your car at 2 in the morning and saying to a group of guys, what are you doing here? I got to say, as somebody who has a brother-in-law who's a cop, I'll ask him, but I wonder. Luckily, he's not on that shift anymore, but he had told me some wicked stories. And certainly he didn't want to end up on any kind of a video, and they certainly warned him about it. So this is something that came up in October. Last October, that there was a chill wind that had deterred policing. The White House just tried to get away from that comment. They said they didn't see any evidence to support the idea of a Ferguson effect, which, of course, is after what happened in Ferguson, Missouri. You all know that. I don't have to go there with you. But Comey's remarks were prompted by a private briefing he received on Wednesday about these alarming crime rates that are on the rise in 40 cities in the first quarter of 2016, that they rose even more quickly than last year. And you know what cities were picked out? The two cities that they singled out, and I just went to one of them, Las Vegas and Chicago. And he said most of the murder victims were either black or Hispanic men, but they didn't give specific figures. And they don't have statistical information. They just know it's happening, that something is happening, and this is what they believe it is. Because a cop goes out, and especially in a bad area, he doesn't want to get into a situation where he becomes videotaped. And they're promising they're going to build a database with these police shootings and confrontations, and with members of the public, of course, but it's at least 2 years away, and Comey said it frustrates him, and that is frustrating. I would have to say, because imagine you're in that situation and you want a cop to help you, but that's not happening or not aggressively happening because of the possibilities of what an encounter could do to the police. And I would say the same thing. I mean, it makes complete sense. I think Comey is actually right. I'm kind of neutral on the FBI director, but I'd say this one time I would agree with him. Because no department, I've seen it myself down the street from where I live, where there was just a huge controversy, and it was over a pool, and it was over a gang that had jumped a fence, and yeah. I mean, it's very, very real. You don't want to end up getting your 15 minutes of fame because of somebody not being armed, some situation. Yeah, not at all. All right, to me, that's an intriguing question. This is pretty interesting, too. Bouncing from, are the police not being aggressive because they could be, you know, they have the viral videos. And you can't escape your past now, right? Anything you do that's out there, it's not going away. It's not disappearing like the old days. It just disappears. It could be covered up or not even covered. But that's not the case anymore. So how about Woody Allen? The Woody Allen questions about younger kids and his wife, Sunyi Priven, all of that. Woody Allen was at the film festival in Cannes. And so he's got a film out. Big deal, right? And he was trying to bask in that the glow of being there, I'm sure. But he was mocked by his past. He was even called a sex predator at the premiere of his film. How about that? That's surprising in a way. And I wonder, I mean, this is a guy who doesn't go out very often anyway. I guess he'll stay away even more. Somebody asked, you've shot so many of your films here in Europe, and yet in the U.S. you haven't been convicted of rape. Wow. That was what one of the master of ceremonies said at the screening of Allen's Cafe Society. The joke, of course, was a reference to Roman Polanski. And Woody Allen is now 80 years old. His son, Ronan Farrow, published a piece in the Hollywood Reporter that revisited allegations that Allen sexually abused Ronan's adopted sister, Dylan. He blasted actors who continued to work with his estranged father. And even, you know, he said, tonight the Cannes Film Festival kicks off with a new Woody Allen film. And who was with him? Kristen Stewart, Blake Lively, Steve Carell, Jesse Eisenberg. So he was bombarded by some really tough questions. You know, at a press conference before his film's screening, he was forced to pretend he was deaf to dodge a question about why his films often include affairs or pair young women with older creepy men. Oh. Yeah, and this is all they were talking about at Cannes. The 80-year-old Woody Allen, he kind of put on a brave face. And it was like a long time, an hour and a half lunch. Oh, well. He has a strange world, there's no question. Remember, he's dating Mia Farrow when he had an affair with her 21-year-old adopted daughter, Sunyi. And there were other questions, so how about that? And Ronan Farrow has, of course, criticized his father and said that the film world has been silent about the claims against Woody Allen, who denies he committed sexual assault. And what he's saying is it's wrong, it's dangerous, it sends a message to victims that it's not worth the anguish of coming forward. It sends a message about who we are as a society, what we'll overlook, who we'll ignore, who matters and who doesn't. So bravo for the son for reacting and taking a huge stand. Let's put it that way. Because that can't be easy. I mean, in fact, I'm sure it's far from easy. Let's put it that way. Coming up on America Tonight, so many of you had emails that you sent my way. I got up and read them with my cup of coffee. I was reading a bunch of them, and a lot of them still have to do with politics, but some other issues that we've raised here on ATN, too. So we're going to go hunt those down. We're headed to the mailroom right now. I'll meet you in a few.
Dangerous. this blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now, for not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite, a seven-herb combination made from garlic, cayenne, bilberry, hawthorn, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. Each herb was chosen for their abilities to help improve irregular heartbeats, chest pain, lower cholesterol, as well as normalize blood pressure and clean and strengthen arteries, plus much, much more. Doctors have taken people off of some or all of their pills just because they believe their patients got better while taking Extendivite. Get the dependability of Extendivite. Just see how you feel in 6 months. A two-month supply of either capsules or liquid is only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. Call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Man, only thinks about the. You got a real big heart, but I'm looking at you. You got real big brains, but I'm looking at you. Girl, it ain't no pain. I'm looking at you.
What's shaking, America? Oh, you have loaded me down with so many emails. And on that note, let's quickly skedaddle like the crabs on the Jersey Shore to snap up the mail.
Mail time. Mail time. Mail time.
Coolio, mail time goes like this. Eric, Kate, election, lame. I will vote, but I cannot say that I am excited about the choice. Yep, I'll do my duty. I'll go for the Trumpster, but it's not a good feeling. If you know what I mean, I just don't understand that we don't have somebody better than Donald Trump. Help me with this one. Well, here's the deal. The deal is that Donald Trump has gained the attention. I mean, he's gained the attention. And so with that in mind, all's fair in love and war. So if people are voting for Trump in these primaries, then it's Trump. Unless the Republican Party does something to knock him off. But I don't see that. I don't think there's a way to do that now. I think it's about just shoring things up, and that's what I think will happen. I don't believe that there's going to be any other kind of bloodletting. It doesn't make any sense. So I think we've seen those waves come and go. Let's put it that way. How about this from Cliff? Kid, I've never emailed the show before, but I like the show. I really like the show. I've been telling other people about the show. You need some help, girl. What is that network doing? Are they promoting you? Are they trying to get some traction? Because I think your show's good. It's typical. There's a woman that I like, meaning you, who gets it and who doesn't get enough of the attention. It's always the twits, if you will, that do. Anyway, I'm flattering you not to butter you up so that you go to my email, but here's one thing I would say. Do you really think when Donald Trump said the woman card thing that there is a woman card? I don't know. Is there a race card? Is there a race car? Is there a rich kids card? Is there a woman card? Well, the context of saying that to Hillary Clinton is just kind of funny because you just don't think of Hillary Clinton. You see that she's struggling with lots of female demographics, so it is odd that, I mean, it is a funny thing that he said that. In 2008, different story, 2008, I think that there were people that would vote for Hillary Clinton because they definitely wanted, were saying we want a woman, and well, okay, we'll take Clinton, yeah. But I think that ship has way sailed. I mean, look, in the time period now, from being a senator, secretary of state, running again, I think she's not getting the slack that she used to get before, like in that 08 go around. That's what I think the difference is. And the woman card, I don't think she's the woman card to really honestly overly play. I don't believe that. I just don't think that's advantage Hillary woman card. It doesn't make any sense to me. All right, this one is from Bernie, who says, the lovely and talented Kate Delaney, have we met? I'm not sure. I feel like I know you from somewhere. I'll take that, I suppose, offline and even a different email. So I look around and I see people talking about, yes, the election, but as they talk about the election, to me it seems like most of the conversation, in my groups anyway, is that it's a joke that we as a society, we don't really think that we have the right people who are running, and we're not excited about the choices. Do you think it's fair to say we're not excited about the choices? Oh, I definitely think it's fair to say we're not excited about the choices, because I think you're right. I think that a lot of people are saying that very same thing. This is what we got. I mean, see, I'm all about democracy and capitalism, though. So you might hate Donald Duck, but frankly, if we all vote for Donald Duck, then it's Donald Duck, which would be kind of awkward. But if it's Trump, Trump ran fair and square. So whether he was saying nasty things, taking nasty shots, whatever he was doing, it doesn't matter what he was doing. If people vote for him, they vote for him. This is what a democracy is. You might disagree, hate it, want to scream, and your person didn't get in, but so be it. That's what we're looking at. Right? Yes. Absolutely. All right, by the way, this one's good. This one's from Debbie, who says, Kate, I tell you, if these people were looking for us, if you and I were kidnapped, we'd be gone for maybe a century. Have you seen the story from Kuala Lumpur that the Malaysian government said that two more pieces of debris from that flight, MH370, the missing flight, showed up? Now they have enough to piece it together, and they think they have the aircraft. The plane, by the way, disappeared 2 years ago. There were 239 people on the plane, and with this extensive underwater search for all of the Indian Ocean off Australia's west coast has turned up completely empty. So it makes you think. You've got a team of experts. They're looking at the debris. They're concluding that pieces were consistent with the panels found on a Malaysian Airlines Boeing 777. All five pieces in various spots around the Indian Ocean. Wow. A wing, part of a plane, part of the plane washed ashore on Reunion Island. Then in March, two pieces of debris found along the Mozambique coast, almost certainly from the aircraft. And it makes sense. It's a big ocean. Flotsam that contains seriousness of a crash or whatever else that we need has taken that long to make the journey. The Australian Safety Transportation Bureau said that the interior part, identified by its decorative laminate, is a panel from the main cabin and part of the door closet. I mean, look, did we not think this plane, of course, went down? Of course we thought the plane went down. But the confirmation of it, it's just eerie, isn't it, in a way, that we have this confirmation making it all too real. It's too real. What you hope happened is that people just went to an easy death and not a dramatic, frightening, terrible last moment kind of thing. Speaking of last moment, with a tornado, there is no last moment. It's either it gets you or it doesn't if you're near it. So tornado threats have weakened, but more thunderstorms, I'm seeing that right now looking out the window, large hail smashing into the Midwest. Parts of the Midwest and the South just completely lashed again. Grapefruit-sized hail in metropolitan St. Louis. Power lines downed. Severe storms likely to continue throughout the evening, according to the National Weather Service's office in the Midwest. Wow. Thanks so much for all of the email. You can send me your mama's recipe for Dutch apple cake. You can send me your thoughts about who should be the VP on either side of the aisle. And so much more. Thanks to Daniel, once again, the pinch hitter. He is like the linchpin for this show. He's the glue for the network, I think. And for all of you for listening to this hour, anyway, of America Tonight.
Hi, this is Ron Paul. I'm a former 22-year congressman and Republican presidential candidate. I'm here to tell you about something that just might save your lives. You never know when there will be another Katrina, an economic collapse, or a serious drought. We should all have a little food storage that will carry us through tough times. I'm going to tell you about a great way to do that. A U.S. company named Harvest Right has a kitchen appliance that can help you be prepared. It's a home freeze dryer. With the product, you can preserve the food your family loves. And the best part is the food will last 25 years and still taste great. I've tried it, and it's amazing. With a home freeze dryer from Harvest Right, you can literally freeze dry anything you eat. Even things like ice cream. To learn more, call Harvest Right today at 800-594-4635 or go to harvestright.com. That's 800-594-4635 or harvestright.com.